I love the tradition. Thank you. I love the tradition of giving gifts. But when I give, as I think most of us would, I like to give gifts that reflect something of the person I'm giving them to. Something that I think that they, though it may be simple, is a gift particularly for that person or that family. In that way, it's not just the getting, but the giving that feels special and individual. And for me, that's what makes that particular Christmas tradition special. But then there's lots to make me feel good at this time of year. The music and liturgy of the church, and we've had some spectacular music in these past few weeks, and some wonderful gatherings, our Christmas pageant with a church teeming with children, and our gathering yesterday at 4 o'clock with so many children helping make up our wonderful knitted nativity set here. We've had some wonderful celebrations in the church. And then there's time with friends and family that I cherish at this year, and the generosity and the goodwill that is so much talked about and shown in this Christmas season. But the main reason I feel good about Christmas time is because this time of year should make us feel good about ourselves. It's a festival of the church like Easter that's concerned with celebration and happiness and life. It's concerned with the life of Jesus Christ and our own lives. There is still around the feeling that Christianity has a very bad opinion of people. It's only concerned with the fact that we are all sinners, to use the old-fashioned word. And by using that word, we misuse it to mean immoral or naughty people, or at worst, people who are unworthy of being loved. Some people think that Christian faith is concerned with telling us what we should not do and what is bad, that we are all bad people and God is very happy, unhappy with us. But I want to draw your attention to the very first line of the reading from Titus today. But when the goodness and loving kindness of the Savior, our God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us not because of any works of righteousness that we had done. What does God think of us? Does God think we are bad or we are worthless, that we deserve to be punished for being wicked people? Well, not according to the picture of our scriptures. In today's gospel reading, we heard that familiar story of the great gift of Jesus Christ, the familiar story of God becoming fully human, vulnerable, naked as a child, and entrusting God's self to humanity. Christmas tells us that God loves us so much that God came to be one of us and entrusted God's self to us. No, God loves us not in theory, but in a very earthy and a very real and a very human way. The story of the babe in the manger, of the wonder of the birth of Jesus, that story which years and years of tradition have layered meaning upon. That's meant to show us not just the special nature of Jesus, but the special nature of each one of us as God loves us. It is rooted in one thing, that God's love for creation is so deep and profound that the divine life resonates with creation so powerfully that the Word of God is so connected with reality that God became intimately involved in the world. Jesus is one of us. It's a good reason to feel good. It's a good reason to celebrate. If God loves us enough to meet us in Christ, then there is that connection between us and the divine that no one is separated from the love of Christ. If you want a catchy phrase to sum it up, because I was trying very hard yesterday between services to think of one, I would say, incarnation is affirmation. Do you like that one? Do I get approval from the diocesan theologian? Thank you, John. Incarnation is affirmation. The life of God living in human form in Jesus is God's yes to humanity. It's God's yes to you and I. It's God's yes, a reminder of the life that resonates throughout the created world. And this incarnation as affirmation comes with a responsibility. If we claim to be followers and seekers of Christ, then we are called to recognize this world as a gift and to respond accordingly, to care for the earth and to love all peoples, to see everyone as part of God's gift of life in our world. This understanding of the God who affirms who we are, who is intimately involved in the universe, calls us to see the giftedness in one another and to share that life and love of Christ with all. So, happy Christmas. Although I do understand there's a bit of a debate between happy and merry, but I'm going to stick with happy. And I hope that Christmas is a very real and a very enjoyable celebration in your hearts, in your lives, and with those whom you love, as we learn again to see this world and one another as gifts from a gracious Creator. Thanks be to God.